Okay, leaving Natural Ridges, National Monument. It's not bad. I wouldn't go that much out of my way for it, and I'm not. And it's perfectly on the way. In fact, it led me to stay in a better town than I was going to, because Monticello is better for my purposes than Moab. It's not bad. I left on a very nice note. You know, as per my policy, I always make use of the visitor center's sink and soap to wash up when you're on one of these trips. And their soap was so good, man. It smelled, it refreshed me immensely after being all nasty with suntan lotion and sweat and dirt. It was an excellent finish, and I give them high praise for whoever is their soap purchaser for this place. But yeah, the place is good. I definitely would not do the loop trail. Yeah, there's just way too much, you know, boring hiking you had to do, and the only benefit you really get is you get to see the, you know, Indian, ancient Indian living arrangement thingy, which I could only see from the overlook, but I got binoculars, so. But all in all, it's worth seeing. I'm glad I came. But now we're on to hotel, shower, and non-chili meal out. Interesting, ever since I've been on this 95 and at the National Bridges Park and driving to Monticello, I've seen a lot of California plates, which I didn't see many of in the rest of my trip so far. So it's kind of interesting. Just my trip in Utah. So it seems like it's heavily Californiated, this southeastern part of Utah out. 3 thoughts here. First, in Utah, it seems like a million people are towing boats on some issues. I remember last time when we were driving back to Salt Lake City, there was about 100 boats on the road, and even on this nothing road, I've seen a bunch of giant boats, like it looks like yachts being towed by these giant cars. Also, these huge trucks have these rearview mirrors that like stick out like 3 feet from the car. It's crazy. Probably so they can see behind their boats. Thirdly, I just passed through the town of Blanding, which is like the one town 26 miles before Monticello, and I'm worried a bit because it's Sunday, it's Mormon country, 4:48, and every single store restaurant was closed in that town, so I may be eating pudding for dinner in the back of my truck. This is not going to be exactly what I wanted, but I'm hoping that Monticello is more hip to the scene of the hiker, and they'll have some restaurants open. Out. Out, head out of Monticello to the Canyonlands for the big hike today. Yesterday's mileage about 216. I took a little wrong turn here and got on the wrong little freeway. So had to turn around. Negative triangle H was again like the Vegas day. There was some crazy noise. Time was coming out of the pipes. Something to do with the water. It was squeaking all night, and you know, I told them they didn't fix it, but I was able to stop it briefly by leaving the water running the whole night, but that didn't stop working, and so it was not the best sleep, but other than that, it was okay, and had a couple fairly decent meals for dinner and breakfast, and it was, all in all, it was a pretty nice first day of relaxation. Out.